This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alfonso Luna Torres. Date of birth, July the 14th, 1957. Case ID number is 6538349. Date of exam, November the 2nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Texas Oncology dated 5/15/2023. Identifying information. This is a 66-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of prostate cancer, diabetes mellitus, anxiety, and respiratory problems secondary to COVID. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a landscaper and gardener for approximately 45 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and him and his wife are both receiving Social Security benefits at this time. He is presently not on disability. Allegations, number one, prostate cancer. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, anxiety. Number four, respiratory difficulties secondary to COVID-19. History of allegations, number one, prostate cancer. The claimant states that in August of 2022, he started to have symptoms with his prostate. He presented himself to a physician, and a PSA was performed, which was 4,462. He had a biopsy performed on September the 22nd, 2022, which was positive for invasive adenocarcinoma. During that time, he lost 50 pounds and had difficulty with back pain and weakness in both of his legs. The claimant did receive radiation every month for 3 months, and he's been placed on medication for his cancer, which he is presently taking. His Gleason level is 9, which is very high. He also had a very high alkaline phosphatase level of 2,079. He was found to have metastatic prostate cancer, androgen stage 4B. He was also diagnosed with right upper lobe metastasis to the lungs from the cancer. A bone scan was performed, and it was positive for bone metastasis as well. No surgeries were performed. His initial PSA was 5,989, which had gone down to 1.51 on January the 30th, 2023. He appears to be in remission and doing well with the medication that he is taking at this time. However, the claimant states that he feels very weak, and he initially lost 50 pounds but has regained most of his weight. He is presently taking prednisone 5 milligrams QD, lubiprostone 8 micrograms BID, a buraterone acetate, 250 milligrams, 4 tablets QD. His condition is stable at this time, but guarded. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2022, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and an increased weight of 40 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and feet. He does not check his blood glucose and states that his last reading was 200 mg/dL a couple of months ago. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. He is presently on metformin 1,000 milligrams QD and is unsure whether he is well controlled or not. Allegation number three, anxiety. The claimant states that in June of 2022, he started to develop anxiety secondary to his condition. The claimant states he had difficulty sleeping, decreased appetite, nervousness, decreased concentration, and extreme tiredness. He denies any suicidal ideations or attempts at this time. During that time, he was given something to sleep at night, but he no longer takes any medications for this condition. Allegation number four, COVID-19 with respiratory problems. The claimant states also that in January 2020, he developed COVID-19 and had problems with respiratory breathing. He has also been diagnosed with metastasis to the right upper lung, secondary to prostate cancer. His shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, climbing one flight of stairs, talking, resting, and seasonal changes. He does have a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 5 years, but he states that he quit in 1975. The claimant was not hospitalized in the emergency room and was not intubated. He was initially given some inhalers, but is no longer taking anything for his respiratory problems. He was diagnosed with COVID-19 pneumonitis with respiratory problems, also secondary to metastasis to his lungs. His oxygen saturation was 97% today, which is normal. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Francisco Peña. He is presently on prednisone, 5 milligrams QD, for inflammation, and he states he does minimal physical activity. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, going to the grocery store, and cooking small snack meals. He does no other work around the house. Family history. The mother died at the age of 86 from a myocardial infarction. His father died at the age of 87 from throat cancer. Medications, gabapentin, 100 milligrams, 2 capsules BID, metformin, extended release, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, prednisolone, 5 milligrams QD, losartan, 25 milligrams QD, lubiprostone, 8 micrograms BID, abiraterone, acetate, 250 milligrams, 4 tablets QD. Medical problems. Invasive adenocarcinoma of the prostate with metastasis to the bone and lung and androgen stage 4B. Anxiety, respiratory difficulty secondary to COVID-19, lumbar sacral back pain with hip weakness, more likely than not coming from the metastasis to his bone, diabetes mellitus, anemia, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 5 years. He quit in 1975. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 164 pounds, height 5 feet, 5 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 137 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 69 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 27. General. This is a 66-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild distress secondary to lumbar sacral back pain and weakness, more likely than not coming from metastasis from prostate cancer. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mild to moderately abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole was 20/40. OS uncorrected was 20/40. Pinhole was 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. There is a grade 2 over 5 murmur of the left mid chest area, but no rubs or galvus were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and mildly unsteady but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant appeared to have some small palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 80 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices. neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms of the hip area and lower and the upper legs. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 4 over 5 for the lower extremities. Chest x-ray. Number 1, no acute airspace disease. Number 2, cardiomegaly. Number 3, atherosclerotic disease. Note, the claimant has a clear lung field except for scattered nonspecific scarring. The heart size is mildly enlarged with atherosclerosis disease involving the aortic arch. The bones are osteopenic and unremarkable except for degenerative changes in the spine. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of stage 4 prostate cancer with metastasis to the right upper lung and to the bone area. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to stage 4 prostate cancer with metastasis to the right upper lung and to the bone area, which is still being treated but appears to be in remission at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, prostate cancer, stage 4. B, androgen stage with right upper lobe cancer metastasis to the lungs and a positive bone scan with metastasis to the bone as well, which appears to be in remission at this time, however, is still being treated with medications. Allegation number 2, diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time. Unfortunately, the claimant does not know what his average sugars are, his average glucose levels are, and there is no documentation of any hemoglobin A1C or his present status. Allegation number 3, anxiety, was treated with medication but is stable at this time, and the claimant is no longer taking medications and appears to be doing well. Number 4, COVID-19 with respiratory problems. Oxygen saturation is 97%. The claimant does have some mild cardiomegaly and scarring of the lungs, as well as atherosclerosis noted. Lungs appear to be clear with auscultation, and his condition appears to be stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alfonso Luna Torres.